Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Have something to say? Dial us 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
All right, 302, McMonagle here with you on the Fan for another 2 hours. We got you until 5 o'clock and the warm-up show, 888-808-1019. We were just talking a little bit about the Mets offseason. Let me get through the Giants and Scataboo here in a second. But just another couple thoughts on the Nimmo and how it opens it up to things. If they move Nimmo, as reported that they're at least open to the idea, and, you know, he's been linked to, like, you know, the Rockies and other teams, and there are some reports that maybe some of the lesser teams in baseball are looking to spend. At least that's Jeff Passan's view of things, which is usually a pretty good one. If you are able to move Nimmo, it does open them up to a lot. And you would think, obviously, the two top outfield prospects, the two outfield free agents of Bellinger and Tucker would really be on the table. If they lose Pete, could you see them going after Schwarber? Could it be a huge offseason for the New York Mets? But seriously, if they trade Nimmo and get that contract off their books for whatever value they deem worthy of doing it, you could really, I mean, I talked about the whole Mets Cody Bellinger thing. If they deem Bellinger the better fit because he can play center field as well, play a little bit of first base, especially with what's going on with Pete, even if they sign Pete, you're still looking at DH him a lot, opens up first base. Like, you could put a lot of pressure on the New York Yankees. And I can tell you this, I said it before, about how you can't allow the Mets. If they trade Nimmo and the Yankees can't get to the same number the Mets are willing to go because they gave $22 million on the qualifying offer to Trent Grisham, that would be an out-and-out disaster. And even I would have to scream about this owner, and even I would have to scream about how Brian Cashman hamstrung the owner and put them in a miserable situation. But I would think if you trade Nimmo for the Mets, forget Bellinger, go get Tucker. Go get the better offensive player. Then you got a left fielder in Kyle Tucker. You got Soto and Tucker in that same outfield. You can live with a defensive, you know, first center fielder. You can live with a light-hitting defensive center fielder. You got those two guys in your corner. Now, I know they're both left-handed hitters, and you'd like to mix in some right-handed pop. That, if they trade Nimmo, I would definitely find a way to bring back Pete. Then you got Tucker and possibly, or Bellinger, one of those two guys in your left field or center field, but the two outfielders of either Kyle Tucker or Bellinger and Soto along with Pete, right-handed bat. Like, think of that. If they bring back Pete, They trade Nimmo and sign Kyle Tucker. Think of the middle of the, think of the top of that order. Think of, you know, Lindor, Soto, Alonso, just go lefty righty. Kyle Tucker. Like, that is a powerful, and, you know, both Soto and Kyle Tucker really don't strike out much. You've got bat to ball skills there. You've got on base percentage there. You've got power there. That is a impressive front four, you know, rivaling only the, obviously, the Los Angeles Dodgers. That would be an incredible top four. And that's what the Mets could possibly have on the table. And that's why they're probably looking to shop everything. But they could also put pressure on the New York Yankees. If they determine, and many people have, that they love Bellinger, it's a good fit, center field, a little bit of first base, defensive flexibility. The Yankees right now, their entire offseason now hinges on bringing back Cody Bellinger, and they're in less of a position to do so. 888-808-1019, McMonagle here with you on the Fan. All right, let's get to Cam Scataboo, because I mentioned it yesterday, and it was I was really the first one able to kind of talk on it, me and Keith, obviously. And then, of course, what happened was exactly what I knew what would happen. Like, and this is why I said it and why I called it bad optics, because I knew everybody out there would be flipping out about it. I knew half the people would call it what the Afternoon Drive show called it, which was a no biggie spot or whatever. And obviously getting on me and the rest of the people who thought that Cam shouldn't have done it. Now, I don't know if I'd go as far as some other people have went. I understand trying to enjoy yourself here. He's been thrusted into the spotlight. He's asked to do all these things. He's a young kid living out his life, having some fun. I don't begrudge him that kind of stuff. But, like, ask yourself this, Giant fans. Like, if a rookie Jet did it, who we saw laying on the floor with his foot turned the wrong way in a surgery that is dangerous, a surgery and an injury that is, you know, you could have a lot of problems with. It sounds like hopefully he's past the infection issue, which was the major issue, which what we saw with Alex Smith dealing with this kind of injury, and you saw how much that lingered. Hopefully that's not a concern anymore at this point. I don't know. But we saw him wheeling around on a scooter, right, for a team that has two wins. A team that has Abdul Carter either sleeping through. I know he's come out and talked about he was in the red I forgot the red scan or the red MRI machine or whatever they call it, getting some treatment instead of sleeping through practice, which I find, like, this is what I'm talking about, man. This is what I'm talking about. What'd you say? I'm sorry, please. Oh, I thought you said something. This is what I'm talking about. The optics of it all. Now the Giants are out there trying, well, I wasn't really sleeping. I was getting, you know, some treatment in the red room. Like, oh, well, where was the staff? Would you just turn it on and nobody's in there with you? Like, where's someone to say, hey, you know, you can't be in here too long. We got to walk through. Like, this is what we're talking about. We're talking about Cam Scataboo with an injury at WWE. We're talking about their rookie, what right now probably half the fan base thinks is a bust. You got Baldinger on the midday show saying he played like an undrafted free agent as opposed to the top third pick last week. And we all know last week was his worst game by far. He's getting worse. He's missing team meetings. He's taking to Twitter to defend himself. You've got Cam Scataboo injured with a devastating injury where he's wheeling around with that leg on a scooter, but it's okay to have him in a boot standing there on Monday Night Raw shoving WWE superstars. And, like, if this were a Jet, Giant fans, if that were a rookie Jet with that injury, we wouldn't, like, we'd all be talking. They don't need any more distractions or any more reasons to mock them. And yes, I'm concerned about the injury. I talked about it yesterday, and I know I'm not a professional athlete. I fell putting the Christmas tree topper on top of the tree. I literally took a nosedive trying to put a star on top of the tree. You cannot tell me that this guy on one leg, I don't care he's in a protective boot. I'm not saying he went out there and, you know, went skydiving without a parachute or did anything like absolutely like insane dangerous, but he's out there on one leg pushing off professional athletes. That's what those guys are. He's out there putting himself at risk. He's in a crowd of people. Someone could step on him. Someone could get shoved and bump into him. A fan could come run. Like, the idea that that is a complete, without question, no concern, never put himself in danger is just foolish. Of course he did. Now, thankfully, nothing happened. And again, it wasn't like crazy danger.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but... Scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site. Site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
But anything could happen in that situation. Anything could happen. I'm sorry. I'm not going to kill him. It's over after this. He made it through unscathed, whatever. But it's just continuing. Like, it's just... the never-ending ways to mock these teams. That's and like my comment on it, I didn't do like a separate segment on it. I incorporated it in my open yesterday, and the point of my open were these two teams have melded into one absolute New York football sucks. It used to be just the Jets. The Giants have now completely joined forces with them, and they've merged to make some conglomerate of awfulness that is now just New York football. And it's the same thing. It's leaks to the media. It's losing football. It's players defending themselves on Twitter or taking to Twitter to put out their belief or their concerns or whatever the case. Like, it's just or their funny memes or I can't believe other people are trading. I'll see you. Like, just it's the same crap. It's the same crap. Inept coaching, losing, failed draft picks, and reasons to be mocked and questioned. And yeah, like, that was most of my concern about Cam Scataboo. The other one was, you can't tell me he didn't put himself in danger at least a little bit. That is not some isolated, zoned off. They were pushing each other. Someone could have bumped into him. He could have tripped over. Like, the idea that he was never, like, oh, that's a complete safe environment. No, it's not. No, it's not. That's not, he's not walking, he's not in a museum. He's not at a concert. He's not in the balcony of, the Lion King on Broadway. He's shoving professional wrestlers who are going back at him along with his teammates who are all standing around him. The idea that is a 100% safe, no doubt about it situation, and that's, we're all making much to do about nothing. Okay, fine. All it was an opportunity to mock and an opportunity to possibly re-injure a devastating injury. Sorry. Sorry if I wasn't thrilled with it. As much as I love WWE, and if I were Cam, I'd probably do it too. And now that he's healthy and he made it through, and it'll disappear, I get it, but it's just more nonsense that we don't need, that they don't need. And if another team did it that was losing and had two wins, we'd all mock them. Giant fans, you would mock the Jets if it were them. And I love Cam, and I know that's what makes, like, the idea, and here's the other thing, too. If I heard, this is what makes him special. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. What makes him special is his ability on the field. If he joined Jackass and did an episode of Jackass and put a helmet on and jumped in a shopping cart and got pushed off a cliff, we'd be like, that's what makes Cam special, that craziness. That's what they need. Like, what are we talking about? He's special because he's one hell of a running back. He's special because he brought a lot of enthusiasm to the team. He could have stayed home and watched a movie Monday night and still been special. This is what, he gets it. Oh my God. He gets it. I'm not saying he doesn't get it, but like, showing up on Monday Night Raw doesn't mean you get it. This is why we love him. He could never do it. I could never see him anywhere at a game, at a wrestling event, being part of anything. I don't need to say, the idea if he plays water polo, oh, this is why we love him. Like, I don't care about any of that. I care about when he's on the field. I care about how quickly he can get back to the field. I care about never jeopardizing anything to get him back on the field outside of it. And I care about not giving more reasons to mock this organization right now. That's it, because you knew the stories were going to come. You knew it. You knew half the people were going to go nuts about this. It was the major topic of the entire day. And, it's funny, too, because the same people, like Sean Marash, I'll mention him by name because he was calling me out for this take. Sean Marash, if I remember correctly, went absolutely crazy when McKinney, on vacation, was riding a forerunner and hurt his hand. Is that an overly dangerous situation to ride those things? How many people do that every time they go, on a destination or every time there's an excursion from a cruise ship? Like, how many people ride forerunners on the beach in some vacation spot and never get hurt? But when Aaron Boone, thank you, Aaron Boone played pickup basketball, not a dangerous idea. right? If you saw him on the, if you saw him playing pickup basketball and someone reported it and said, oh my God, why would Aaron Boone be out there playing basketball? You'd be like, my God, can the man live? Yeah, he can. And then he was never a Yankee again. And McKinney, we killed him. Oh, and I know he was in the middle of the season. He was healthy. I get it. Cam, is it, the season's over. This is the middle of the season. This is the middle of next season. That's what this is right now. It's the middle of next season. We want him back healthy. And he's doing things that whatever level of jeopardizing are jeopardizing his health. When McKinney goes on vacation and rides a 4Runner, oh, that we have a major problem with. Because he got hurt. I don't base decisions on just the outcome necessarily. We saw it. If we saw him riding the 4Runner on television, we'd be like, what are you doing? When McKinney got hurt, Giant fans were incensed. What if, like, again, there's no way he falls back. There's no way someone steps on him. There's no way, you know, like, come on. And this is what wrestlers know how to do this. Wrestlers know how to do this. Yeah, I know they know how to do this. They also know how to go watch a documentary or talk to a professional wrestler and ask them how many surgeries and injuries they have. Like, the idea that this is just safe because they're, you know, professionals. They get hurt all the time. They get hurt all the time. Seth Rollins is currently out with a knee injury. Like, it happens all the time. I'm sorry. I agree it's not the biggest thing in the world. I agree it wasn't some sort of really reckless, dangerous thing. But it was a little bit. It was a little bit. And it also gave everyone a reason to mock the Giants. And I appreciate him wanting to live his life. And, you know, Cam, if you hear this right now at 3 o'clock in the morning, God bless you for listening. You should be sleeping. Get your rest, brother. But if you want to, you know, no need to attack me because I get it. I do. I get it. Or I shouldn't say attack me, but tweet at me and, you know, get on me for your thought. I love you. I want to follow you. I want you to have a great Giants career, man. But right now, you got to understand that the team is an embarrassment. We're literally talking, they're talking to Andrew Thomas about having to do silent counts in their home building. Because the fan base isn't there. Because it's a 49er crowd. I mean, because it's a Green Bay Packer crowd. And you have to run silent counts because the crowd doesn't quiet down on your offensive possessions. They're flying planes overhead. The coach just got fired. Everybody wants the GM fired. You're there with your teammate who literally was being accused of sleeping through meetings and punished by the interim head coach. Like, there are just times to do things and times not. And I don't think it's a bad take to say that was just probably not the time. And I'm usually not this kind of guy. I defended even McKinney. I think a little bit. I was like, hey, what are you going to do? You go on vacation, you do things. It wasn't like some sort of crazy, unsafe. He was riding in a truck, you know, or whatever. It happens. But that was even on that, I recognized, yeah, you probably shouldn't be doing it. This is something like the dude's foot was turned the wrong way. His ankle was detached from his leg. He could have picked up his foot and thrown it. And a couple weeks later, you want him messing around like this? I don't. I appreciate he's trying to live his life, and God bless him. You only get this life once. Enjoy yourself. But be careful and just understand you're creating storylines that you don't need, the Giants don't need. We don't need you defending yourself on Twitter. We just don't need any of this. You don't need it. And then I just find it laughable to go, oh, come on. He was in a safe environment. It was no risk. And what are you going to do when other people do things that happen, we flip out? Again, the same one. Sean Marash flipping out when Xavier McKinney got hurt from riding a four-wheeler or whatever it was. I forget what vehicle it was. The same thing, you know, your Aunt Becky does every time she goes on vacation. And she comes out just fine from it. Like, you put yourself in those situations, things can happen. I really don't want anything to happen to Cam Scataboo. 888-808-1019. Let's get to the calls. Mark in Queens. What's up, Mark?
Hey, Chris. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think Trent Grisham, the qualifying offer, is really going to hamstring us. You know, I was thinking to myself when it happened, I was like, oh, maybe Brian Cashman's thinking on a higher level. You know, that becomes an attractive one-year deal. Other teams are going to want him. Maybe we could trade him. And then I was reading into it. I was like, you can't trade him without his approval until June 15th. I'm like, oh, man, you know, there goes that option.
Well, I don't know if it completely goes away. Could there be a way to convince to trade him? Could they say to him, look, we expected you to not take this thing. We don't know if we have room in the outfield. We expect to give Jason Dominguez and or Spencer Jones every opportunity to play. And, you know, you just got your contract. You're guaranteed your money. If we ship you to another team where you're going to play every day, you might be interested in it. I don't know. It's plausible.
Hopefully.
I agree, but plausible.
Yeah, you said something today that's phenomenal. I don't even think you realize. Conglomerate of awfulness. I'm going to use that in many different aspects of life going forward. Fantastic.
Yeah, you know, sometimes it works, and then sometimes I try and say nuclear, and I can't get the word out of my mouth. So,
good stuff, brother. Have a good day.
All right, thank you, brother. Yeah, look, the Trent Grisham stuff, the trading, I do think there's a way to convince him to move, but I think it's just a complete misread of the market. And now I know I'm seeing people, you know, tweet me up again. You can hit me on Twitter at @CMacWFAN on any of the thoughts I've had. Cam Scataboo, the Mets offseason, and obviously this Trent Grisham story. That he's highly motivated. He's betting on himself. I appreciate it. I'm surprised Trent Grisham is doing it. I respect Trent Grisham. This is a risk for him. This is a risk. I was concerned that Brian Cashman was taking this risk for a draft pick. I was concerned, especially off the postseason. I think heading into the postseason, if you would have asked me, I'd have been like, oh, absolutely. You give him the qualifying offer. He's going to get a big-time contract. Then he had a miserable postseason. And even though I don't put that much stock in it, it just felt like the bloom was off the rose a little bit with how bad it was. And then even when they offered it to him, I did say, I expect him to decline it. I felt that too. Again, it's not my job to be right. It's his job to be right. But even the John Heyman report that most people around baseball and with the Yankees expect him to decline it. I figured with the lockout looming, he would want to get whatever guaranteed money he can get. He's taking a risk here. He's betting on himself. He's taking a $22 million one-year deal to go out there and prove that last year was not a fluke, that he's that type of player, heading into an offseason where there might be a lockout. He might miss a year, get a year older. He's going to hit free agency at 29. It could be 30 if there's no season next year, and please don't let that be the case, God. But he could be a year older, and I guess there is potential for the economics of baseball to be dramatically different. And there's a potential for a salary cap of sorts, right? If that's the case, Trent Grisham is the kind of guy who gets hurt. This is a bold, because if he has another season like this, he's going to get a $100 million contract or more. He's going to have if he duplicates this season, he's going to have a big time contract waiting for him. That's true. So you're going to get a motivated Trent Grisham, no doubt about it. You're going to get a one-year deal Trent Grisham. You're going to get a guy determined on proving that last year was not a fluke. I get it. And this was the best offense in the American League last year, overall, totally. Now, the Blue Jays really put that narrative to bed with how they performed in the postseason. That offense was relentless, 1-9. And that's really the Yankees' issue right now, 7-8-9. I do think Wells can improve. I think Rice can get even better, and even McMahon, and let's be honest, too, the other thing about this is the McMahon contract is killing them, too. $16 million for Ryan McMahon. Like, these are two things you can point to right now that's really hurting, that the owner can't be happy about from Brian Cashman. When he loves to trade for people with control. It gives you options. I understand why you want to do it, but the control at the number that Ryan McMahon is hurting them right now at $16 million. Like, so that trade hurts them. The Trent Grisham thing hurts them. Obviously, we've been talking about that all morning at 888-808-1019. But just running back I get it. Like, the offense scored more runs than anybody. Their OPS was higher than anybody. and the starting rotation is going to be adding a Cy Young caliber pitcher, assuming he's healthy, which is an assumption. You have to see it before you can believe it. I think it's you feel good about it that he'll be back and pretty much himself. Most pitchers are. He's a durable starting pitcher for most of his career. He's already ahead of schedule, apparently. So I think there's every expectation that Gerrit Cole is going to come back and at least be, you know, 90% or 85% of the best of Gerrit Cole, which would make this team a hell of a lot better. So you're bringing back the same offense, assuming you're going to go get Bellinger, which reports are that this is not going to impact their ability to sign Bellinger. You bring back Bellinger, you bring back the same offense, and you've improved your starting pitching, and so there you go. And that's a team that can go win a championship. The team without Gerrit Cole won 94 games last year. Go out and do the same thing. It's just, it's not what you wanted for this offseason. You want it to be different. You want it to be able to maneuver and do different things and add a little bit of payroll. And I just don't know where they do it right now. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. And I think it's a fair question to wonder, like, is this a decision where, in my mind, it's quite clear that Brian Cashman misread the market and has put his owner in a tough spot? Is this the kind of decision that the owner can find, you know, would look at and go, man, Cash, we really, you told me he was not going to accept. You told me we were going to be able to do different things. Now you've put me in a position where I'm a bad guy. And all the talk is I'm not my father and I'm an absentee owner. We already have that narrative going around. I told you I was willing to spend this much money and you know, bring in a bunch of different players and try to change this team and make the fan base happy while spending what we spent last year. And now you've made that damn near impossible for me and you told me this wouldn't happen. Is this something that can really start to create the, hey, you know what, maybe that time to transition into a different role in this organization is closer than we thought?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Your friends pretend they know sports. WFAN actually does. Get smarter, louder, and way more annoying at watch parties. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always streaming on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps.
Oh, I wouldn't... Listen, Trent Grisham's not a scrub, and I feel bad yelling about it. I feel bad. I do. I feel bad being this angry that Trent Grisham's back because he had a really good year. It's another reason I'm annoyed at Brian Cashman today. He's got me angry at a player who I shouldn't be angry with. He had a great year. I mean, he didn't play well in the postseason at all, but I mean, you know, add him to the list of the never-ending names that haven't played well for the Yankees in the postseason. I mean, really, dating back for forever. Outside of 2009, I mean, it goes back a long ways with names we love. So it's been a long time since we've seen a really great postseason from anybody. But I think he's a really good player, and I think he helps the Yankees in a bunch of different ways. But that number, like last year, I heard Keith talking about, oh, he was great last year, the best outfield. I agree. He was at 6 million. Like, it 34 home runs at 6 million, that's a great, like, you got to give Brian Cashman credit. Trent Grisham's the throw-in in the Soto trade, so no one wants to give him, just a throw-in. I don't care. They got the throw-in in the trade who hit 34 home runs last year. And if you look at it, everybody's screaming for Kyle Tucker. He had a better year than Kyle Tucker last year. He did. Now, I'm not trying to tell you he's the same player or as good, but last year he had a better year. That's why it's so unlikely he does it again. I don't care his motivation. I don't care that he's playing for a contract. Could he have a good year? Sure. Is he going to have another better year than Kyle Tucker? Like, do we expect him to be that player? If so, then I guess it's hard to complain. But I can't. Like, if he hits 35 home runs next year, hits 270, and has an on-base percentage of 330, 350, like, yeah, we're not going to complain as much because he had a monster season. But do we really anticipate that being the case? Has Trent Grisham suddenly become one of the best outfielders in baseball? Because that's what he was last year. I find that hard to believe. If so, then we're yelling about, I shouldn't say yelling about nothing because I still think there's other ways to improve this team and be different. But if he has that same kind of year, then we're going to be okay with it. But I just don't know how you can expect that, man. I just don't know how you can. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Paul in Buffalo. What's up, Paul?
Chris, you got to be true to yourself. And you are the Brian Cashman shill, not the Mr. Steinbrenner shill.
No,
look,
I'm
Mr. Steinbrenner has to live in the big boy world now. And that means you got to spend like the Dodgers spend, like the Mets.
No,
so
he's not going to spend
what?
Like the Dodgers.
The Bellinger war still exists, and we need to win that. This does not change that. I have no problem with Trent Grisham because you cannot get to where the Yankees need to be without great center field to play. And he is a great center fielder, and that allows me.
And if you look at his defensive
look,
metrics,
I still want Bellinger.
Step down last year.
I still want Bellinger. That has to be part of it. This has no effect on that.
No, I don't disagree with that. But my point is, Paul, I think Bellinger maybe not as good as Grisham. I don't know. Again, some of the defensive metrics were down for Grisham last year. I still think eye test told me he was a very good center fielder. I think I think Bellinger alone gives you, like, if you just sign Bellinger and then do different things and don't bring back Trent Grisham, you
Is a vague term. Grisham and Bellinger, I know Judge plays right field, where I have the best right fielder defensively and offensively in the sport, yes. And I have Stanton at DH. Different things means Jason Dominguez, George Lombard, and I don't know what the hell they are.
Well, maybe Jason Dominguez in left, but you'd have Bellinger in center. My point is, if you signed Bellinger, you would have still had good center field play.
Yes, but then we go back to the years where we have no left fielder, and I don't want that. I want three outfield positions, and with Grisham, my center field is secured, and Bellinger is a sine qua non. The Bellinger wars must be won, and Steve Cohen's just going to have to take a loss there.
No, I
am not going to apologize for giving Trent Grisham a qualifying offer, because his defense is going to be there. If he hits 25 home runs and bats 200, it's still going to be the best defensive outfield and offensive outfield in baseball.
I guess I get that, but it's the same offensive outfield that didn't perform in the postseason.
Chris, I have learned one thing in my rants about starting pitchers and postseason performance and how I defend Giancarlo Stanton. You just don't know what's going to happen in the postseason.
No,
I have a better feeling that Stanton's going to hit than anyone else? Yes, I do, even though he didn't last year.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Grisham could be on fire this season in the postseason.
You're 100% right. You're 100% right. That is absolutely true. You're not wrong. I still think they're, like, again, I would have preferred he also is a very similar type player. I wanted to try and get in a trade for a different kind of outfielder, or I know you want to give they want to give Dominguez a try. You're not wrong. They're going to have a very good outfield as long as they sign Bellinger. That is the key. But
absolutely.
I'm just never a fan of bringing back the same team year to year, especially one that didn't succeed. You're talking about bringing back the exact same offense.
That's dangerous. I agree with that, because the first base issue is real. I just have this Pollyanna belief that Ben Rice is going to learn to scoop the ball over the...
I think he can get better defensively, and I'm okay with Ben Rice. I am. It's just, again, the same... I would have... If you move on from Grisham, you could do some different things. I'm still open to trade. Like, I would have tried to trade Dominguez or Spencer Jones and see if I could get Stephen Kwan in here, or if I could figure out a way to, like, with this $22 million, instead of spending the $22 million on that, bring in be willing to spend a little bit more and get a Bregman or a Bo Bichette, and then, yeah, I'll play Dominguez in left, and I'll have a contact bat or an upgrade in the infield somewhere. Like, I just think this limits, I think it limits them on what they can do. Now we're locked in pretty much to bringing back the same team where there were at least
the
options.
Same team that did win as many games as anyone else in the American League.
I agree.
Not an awful team. I agree. I am saying basically bring back the same offense. My big game I want to hunt is Edwin Diaz. I will throw any amount of money at Edwin Diaz.
Yeah, but you know that's not going to happen.
Why not? Mr. Steinbrenner made money last year. He did not lose money on this ball club.
I mean, depending on what you listen to, I don't know how much or whatever. I don't disagree with you, but you think he's going to compete with... You think he's going to compete with Steve Cohen for Diaz? They've already got Bednar as a closer. I think they're going to go to get some bullpen arms. I don't disagree. I was listening to Talking Yanks, and they were talking about Gregory Soto. Like, another left-handed arm, throws high velocity. Last year, obviously, as we know, the second half wasn't as good for him, but he's been a power arm, has had some decent numbers. Like, that's, you're looking to find guys with high velocity that Blake can work with, especially, guys, the sinker slider types. That's where his specialty is. They were able to make Clay Holmes a far better reliever. They were able to make Wandy Peralta a far better reliever. They were able to make a handful of guys a far better reliever than they had been at points in their career. They've already got Bednar. They've already got Doval. They traded for two closers with control last year. And I think they expect Doval to be a hell of a lot better now that he's going to have a full season as a Yankee. I doubt very much they would go for Diaz. I wish they would. Don't get me wrong. I think he's the arguably the best closer in baseball. Add him to this bullpen. I would love that. I don't expect it. The numbers are going to get big for Diaz. I just don't see that coming. I really don't. And I understand what you're saying. I do. Don't get me wrong. I do. It's the best. It was, they scored the most runs, and I totally agree. Grisham could go off in the postseason next year. And you could bring in whoever you want. You could bring in Tucker. You can trade for Bo Bichette. You can trade for Alex Bregman. You could bring in Bichette or Bregman, Kyle Tucker. You could trade for Stephen Kwan. You could do whatever you want. There is no guarantee that they perform in the postseason. None. None. Kyle Tucker has an OPS under 700 in his career in the postseason. So you can't tell me you know what he's going to be in the postseason because he hasn't been that good in the postseason. Bo Bichette, again, very good this year. Even after the injury and hardly playing for a month, bravo. And I would love to add him to this team, but we've seen him as not perform in the postseason and chase high fastball after high fastball at times when he's in a funk. We've seen it as Yankee fans. You could pitch to him when he's not performing. Last year, 300. The year before, not very good. You have no idea what any of these guys will do in the postseason. Granted, I agree with all of that. I don't like the idea now. It feels like they're hamstringed into doing that. There were options before this. There was a way to change this team and still be as good. Do I think this team is a playoff team, a team that could win the division with Grisham and Bellinger back and running back the same offense with an improved starting rotation with Gerrit Cole? Absolutely. I think they will win the division. But it pigeonholes them into bringing back the same team that just failed. I don't like bringing back the same team. Brian Cashman doesn't like bringing back the same team. He always makes changes, right? After the 98 season, he trades Wells for Clemens. And I know that's forever ago, and people don't like to admit that he had anything to do with those championship teams, which is just stupid. But, even Brian Cashman, off of winning seasons, likes to change the dynamic a little bit, and now you just tell me, well, we're bringing back the same offense? Is it still a playoff team? Yes, obviously. Is it still a team that can win the division? Yes. Is it a team that could win the World Series? I know most people are going to disagree with this. Yes. But it means the owner's going to have to spend more money, and it means they're going to have to, they're going with that. That's what it feels like. It feels like, okay, so there are no differences. There are no changes. There are no subtle things that could, make them a little bit better with contact or make them a little bit better defensively or make them a little bit better in any which way. It's like, we're going to run the same thing back. That's what it feels like. And we're going to do it with him making $18 million more money or $14 million more money than he did last year. I don't get it. I don't get it. It's not doomsday. I don't look at this and go, well, now they can't win anything. I know a lot of Yankee fans will. I'm frustrated by it because it limits their options. And now it means the owner's going to have to spend. It doesn't mean they're going to be a bad team. It doesn't mean they can't win. It doesn't mean they'll never win with this GM and manager. Blah, blah, blah. I hate that. No. They could easily be in the World Series next year with this exact team. It's unlikely. I still don't like the bottom 7, 8, 9, and I just don't like running back the same team. And now it feels like they're hamstring into that. And that's what I don't like about it. And Cashman clearly misread the market and his willingness to take this qualifying offer. And now it feels like there aren't a lot of options where there were different options with this team. And we'll see. Again, we have to see what happens by the end of the year. Maybe they make a lot of trades. Maybe the owner's willing to pony up. I don't necessarily see those things happening, but it could. Joe in Cranford, what's up, Joe?
C-Mac, as a Yankee fan, this is embarrassing that we can't compete with teams like the Dodgers as far as the payroll goes. $14 million is going to ruin our offseason? This is embarrassing.
Yeah, I mean, it's not.
With the amount of revenue the Yankees have, it should not be this way. Why are we all just accepting it? This is the way it is, that they can't spend like the Dodgers do and be creative like the Dodgers are.
Well, I mean, they can't spend like the Dodgers. They don't have the money the Dodgers have. That's just and that contract, they're paying the best player in baseball $2 million next year. If Aaron Judge was making $2 million next year, I tell you that there'd be a lot of different ways to go and add payroll to the Yankee team. They're paying Ohtani $2 million next year. They're making money.
But that's not off what of the Ohtani contract is.
What?
That's not what Ohtani's cap number is.
It's not what his cap number is, but that's the money going out.
It doesn't matter.
Of course it does. Of course it does. Yes, for cap, for penalty purposes, they have to pay off a $46 million. But that $46 million, like, the cap gets erased by the idea that you're not, like, if they're taxed $46 million, now they're breaking even. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're not so paying him any money. Things.
That's what you're saying. The Yankees is great organization and huge revenues, but we have to penny pinch. Doesn't make sense.
It's not penny pinching. They have the second. They have the second or third highest payroll in baseball. They're not at the bottom of the league. They're right at the top.
Compared to the Dodgers, it's penny pinching.
No, the Dodgers
ruin the offseason.
Not ruin the offseason, but it's going to limit what they can do. Yes, I think we all understand the realities of that. The parameters of the reality.
Well, that's
this
the
owner
problem.
Is
we shouldn't
you expect,
be.
You expect him just go sign every
understanding that.
You expect him to go sign every free agent. Like, they offered $760 million to Juan Soto. They went out and paid the Max Fried the highest contract for any left-handed pitcher in history. They continue, like, they went out and gave Judge the $40 million a year. Like, it's not like they don't spend any money or never do anything to improve the baseball team, and they are a winning, successful franchise. And again, you could spend all the money in the world, doesn't guarantee you're going to win the World Series. The Dodgers were a Luis Rojas home run away from losing the Toronto Blue Jays, who spend a hell of a lot less money than they do. Like, I understand what you're saying, but you got to understand, they have more money. Steve Cohen has more money. He's also being taxed, and I can guarantee you this. I don't know who likes being taxed. No one in this country likes to be taxed. They're being taxed on revenue that goes into the other team's pockets to compete against them, and they have a lease on the building. He's got four different, you know, siblings and where the money gets split and shareholders. Like, it's just the reality. You expect them. We don't know how much money they make. They don't open up the books. Most of the money is the evaluation of the organization being worth $10 million. I don't know what your home is worth, but what my home is worth money I don't have. Like, so, like, it's just the reality of it. Should they spend more? Yes. Totally agree. And we'll see. Maybe we're misreading it, and it's not ruining the offseason. And I don't think they were ever in on Kyle Tucker. And it's not stopping them from going to get Bellinger, or at least that's the reports. Because Bellinger was their guy. But again, I'm sorry, the Dodgers are a different situation. You cannot expect, I don't care what anybody says, you could scream until you're blue in the face. I do not expect the Yankees to spend at the level of the Dodgers. I don't. You don't have to win, and I don't expect them to. They're not in the same situation. They don't have the same money that group has, and Ohtani's contract has changed everything. They pay him $2 million. They put the other $68 million of his $70 million contract in a fund where they're making massive amounts of interest on it. They're making money. Reports are they made $70 million off of revenue from, you know, Ohtani and Japan and everything else. That is a license to print money, that Ohtani contract. It's a different, the Dodgers are in a different place. Even the Mets and Steve Cohen are in a different place. Steve Cohen just sold a gold toilet for $12 million. You got me? Steve Cohen is selling gold crappers. It's a different situation. It's a different situation. Could they spend more? Absolutely. Should they go into the season with a gaping hole at third base and not be willing to spend $10 or $12 million more dollars or $14 million more dollars to go fix it? No, they should be willing to do that. Totally agree. But if you expect them to have damn near a $400 million payroll, it ain't happening, and I don't think it's fair as Yankee fans to demand it. Now, to your point, $12, $14 million ruining an offseason? No. But again, it's not $14 million, it's $28 when you go over the luxury tax. And that's, you know, it's double every dollar, and that money goes into other teams who either sit and get rich off of it and no one seems to complain about them, or it goes into helping other teams compete against the New York Yankees, which George never had to deal with. George never had to deal with that. Neil in Greenwich. What's up, Neil?
Yeah, Chris, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. What's going on?
Hey. Hey, good evening. Listen, I listen to you on the Odyssey replay most days.
Thank you.
I don't call in because it would anger me too much because we disagree on a few things and I don't want to get hung up on.
Yeah.
But I have to call you now because you're wrong on Grisham. He's awful. And you can't make excuses that he had a good year last year. Yeah, he had 34 home runs, and I'll give him that. But look, the three prior years, we know he hit under 200, okay, mm-hmm. each year. Last year, if I can say, you can look up an article. It's called Brian Cashman's Willing to Burn $22 Million. You can look up the article and see Grisham's defensive stats. I mean, his defense worsened last year. He was one of the worst center. Okay, one of the worst center fielders in baseball.
Yeah, I don't know. He's not
a center. That's what the stats say.
Well, that's what the stats say. I hear you, but the defensive metrics for me are the worst stats in baseball. I value them the least. I don't disagree that he's lost a step, and I even watching him, I think he's less of a center fielder than he was. The worst in baseball, I think, is a bridge too far.
Fine, we can agree that if we watch him, we know that he's not that good a center fielder. But no, here's my center. Issue.
Derek Jeter was the worst shortstop in baseball. You agree?
After five championships, I'll give him that. Fine. No problem.
If you're okay with the defensive metrics that told us that Derek Jeter was the worst shortstop in baseball, then I'm cool.
You know, you want to trash Jeter for
I'm not
for
trashing him. I'm trashing defensive metrics. I am telling you that the defensive metrics that you're relying on with Trent Grisham also said that Derek Jeter was the worst shortstop in baseball. So I can accept that
on Jeter, but I can also accept that, hey, fine, give me five championships, I'm not going to complain.
Well, of course, but that's not what we're talking about. Here's what I want to say,
and this is why I don't call in, because I've been a Yankee fan for over 40 years. I mean, I know the history as well as anybody.
Gotcha.
And Yankee fans that I know well, who I respect, have been livid at Cashman for a long time. Mm-hmm. I mean, 15-plus years, okay? We can go back to not trading for David Ortiz. We can go back to refusing to take Cliff Lee. I mean,
okay.
Well, you know that, right? I mean, you know, the Twins were offering him. Steinbrenner wanted him, and mm-hmm. Cashman said, we don't need him. And same thing with Cliff Lee. We can go back in time with different Cashman decisions. But here's what I want to say. And you defend him left and right, mm-hmm. and fine, he's giving you playoff. Yeah, I don't think you appreciate the fortune he's had to have Aaron Judge. You look at the years prior to Aaron Judge, 15, 16, 14, 13, mm-hmm. he put together terrible teams with still top three payrolls. Yeah, but here's the thing.
You say he got lucky with Aaron Judge. You do realize he's the reason he's with the Yankees, right?
I mean, I can name... He's been blessed to have Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge is the...
He drafted Aaron Judge. This is why you don't call, because you don't want to be fair. You want to yell because they haven't won a championship because you're a Yankee fan for 40 years.
Well, even when I go as little as to say,
you're right. I mean, Judge turned out to be a better player than you can. When you draft a player, you don't expect him to be one of the greatest hitters in history of baseball, but you can't even acknowledge that he drafted him. That's a fact.
I'll give you that. Fine.
You don't have to give it to me. It's a fact.
Fine. Let me make this point.
Mm-hmm.
We can disagree on. I agree with the prior caller. I mean, the facts are, it's reported the Yankees make $700 million in revenues. They could spend more money. The payroll is basically $50 million higher than it was 15 years ago, mm-hmm. 20 years ago, and their revenues are $300 or $400 million higher. But I'll grant you that they don't need to spend. Well, I mean, that's published, but okay. I mean, those revenues are published by every team, so whatever. But we can agree. I'll agree that the Yankees don't need to spend more than $300 million. I'll agree with you on that, okay, or Steinbrenner on that.
Right.
The thing that kills us is how Cashman burns money year after year on bad contracts. And, like, the 10 to 15, the Marcus Stromans of the world, you know, now the Grishams of the world, you know, like, it's an empty payroll. This team... They spent $300 million for a product that doesn't, you know.
They won the most games in the American League.
We know that. They outscore they hit the worst pitchers, the 3-5 pitchers.
Okay.
Put them up against
Put them up against who? Look at the number. Again, quality you like to go pitching. On metrics. Go look at the numbers against quality pitching. Go look at the numbers against quality pitching.
Tell me
the team that's far better. The Blue Jays this year. That's about it.
Yeah.
The Blue that's Jays, about it. The Blue Jays who finished in last place last year.
The Astros beat them every year. The Astros were put together.
The Astros had a great run. They're one of the handful of teams over the last couple of years that have been consistently good in the postseason.
Here's what we need, before you let me go, the final point. I'm letting you make your points. I do appreciate this, and I thank you for that. We know they've got holes at shortstop, at third base, in left field, now at center field, at catcher, the bottom of this lineup, and who knows about Stanton, the bottom of this lineup is dreadful. And we have seen, you know, multiple teams now. We got the Blue Jays, which is a pretty full and you know, contact-oriented team. You got the Red Sox, who are up and coming. You still have a dangerous Astros.
I get it, but the Astros didn't make the playoffs. The Blue Jays finished in last place with the same team last year. Like, I got to let you go because we're up against the break. The Mariners are far better. The Blue Jays are far better. The Red Sox are far better. Well, they're not. They're not. You can say it doesn't make it true. The Blue Jays were this year, again, the exact same team finished in last place last year. When I say that, you just dismiss it and don't care because all that matters to you is the last 5 minutes, and they were better in the last 5 minutes and were this close to winning a championship, which, by the way, they didn't, and did the exact same thing the Yankees did last year, lost the World Series. Did they do a better show of it? Did they take it to Game 7? Did they have a lead in the ninth? Absolutely. What's the difference? They both have an American League Championship Series trophy and nothing else. And the Blue Jays finished in last place last year. Let's see where they finish next year. The Red Sox are up and coming. Absolutely. They finished in last place how many of the last years? Brian Cashman isn't allowed to do that. Brian Cashman has to make decisions. You talk about dead money. I get it. There are tons of bad contracts. Absolutely. There's also a lot of great moves. Again, and Trent Grisham doesn't suck. I just don't know if he's worth $22 million, and I don't know if he'll duplicate the amazing season he had last year. But when we can't even acknowledge, and we'll get to more of this, and I got a break, and I'm sorry, I'd love to expand further, and I appreciate a lot of your points. But when we get to a place where you can't even acknowledge that Brian Cashman is the reason that Aaron Judge is here, like he's blessed. He's the reason he's here. The Angels have been blessed with Mike Trout for a decade, can't win a damn thing. Can't make the playoffs. They were blessed with Ohtani and Trout. Can't make the playoffs.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.